Oh my, that's the bell.
My name is John Senna, and I'm an English teacher at Espanola Valley High School in Espanola. So I grew up here. I graduated from this high school almost 20 years ago, and went away for college and a very brief career in journalism, and then came back primarily to work in schools. And so I'm back where I want to be, I guess.
We have some catching up to do. I was hoping to finish Romeo and Juliet tomorrow. I don't think we're going to be able to do that. I think we're going to get one more day. Yeah.
So I think the biggest issue as far as schools go, and for me as a voter, is that I feel like we do some talking about the issues without a full understanding of what that means on the ground. Whether it's, you know, teacher evaluation policies, for instance, which is a big deal in New Mexico, or standards or testing. It's not that any of those things by themselves are bad things, but I'm not sure that the consequences of those policies are fully understood by the people making them. So what would be really nice is if politicians from the bottom up do a better job of communicating with schools, teachers, students, and families so that they can make better policies and so that they can provide us with the resources and support that we need to help every kid be successful.
So what I'd like for you to do today is follow along with the story in the book.
Everything in our country is impacted by the way our education system works and whether or not it's successful in helping kids get to college and be productive and be intelligent, civic-minded folks. Unfortunately, those conversations don't really take place during especially the big general elections. We hear sort of the same talking points over and over again about, you know, from the right, we hear about school choice. From the left, you know, oftentimes it's the union voice. So we hear the big rhetoric, but that never really amounts to much. And for those of us in schools, I would imagine that a lot of us are frustrated that the things that affect us on a day-to-day basis are never talked about. Well, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton, primarily because I don't know where Donald Trump stands on the issues of education. Clinton, I think, would probably be more likely, obviously, to continue some of the Obama administration's policies, which a lot of people don't like, and I'm not a huge fan of either. But I also don't want to throw everything away in an attempt to just say that whatever we were doing before wasn't working, we're going to start all over again. I don't think schools need that either. We need to build on what we've done, correct things that need to be corrected, and maybe there are some good things in there that also could be continued.